Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hour number two of Darren Donick and Chase. Willie Donick, Chase McCabe here with you. And, of course, Floyd Reese joins us now on the show, as he does every Thursday at 11. He is brought to us by Sealmaster, keeping your parking lots looking brand new. And before we bring Floyd in, quickly, Chase, I know you have been looking, as I have, at Dan Graziano's latest tweet, which kind of is, in a nutshell, where we are right now with the Titans. Do you want to share that?
Yeah, hang on. Let me just pull that up. I was just checking it out as you were. So, yeah, Dan Graziano, it's a thread that you got to read through, but I highly recommend it. As I'm out of breath, sorry for that.
What are you doing? Some jogging in the or something during the break?
I ran from one end of the house to where my office is because okay.
I'm sure Floyd is very impressed with the maybe that's what do you call that the shuttle drill?
Yeah,
Floyd,
it was something
is that the
like
shuttle
that.
Drill
back
he's
and
doing.
Forth. Let's see. What was your time?
Not very good.
Okay.
For clarity on the Titans situation, this is what we actually know. Number one, there is an NFL and NFLPA investigation that could result in discipline if the Titans didn't follow protocols. Number two, the September 30th offsite player workout is a part of the investigation, but not its sole focus. Number three, the NFL and the NFLPA also looking into how the virus entered the Titans facility and how it spread. Were masks not worn properly? Were protocols not followed during team travel, etc.? This is more important than whether the players should be disciplined for working out together. Willie, you have been bringing that up quite a bit. As to the September 30th player workouts, Titans and Vikings were both told on September 29th that facilities were closed and there could be no in-person activity either at facility or away from it. Whether slash how that info was communicated by team to players is part of the investigation.
Yes, and there's even more, but that's the gist of it. That's where we are.
Yeah,
we've been
more.
Discussing this backwards and forwards. Floyd, I've had a chance to listen to some of what you and Jared have talked about, your conversation with Chris Sanders yesterday, really interesting stuff. So let's try to break this down. As of now, I guess there is still some scenario where the game could be played Monday or Tuesday, although with each passing day, that looks even less like a possibility. But let's say that you had to do that. Just with the roster that they have right now, that roster would be extremely compromised for that game. No question about it, right? Could you even get enough guys that you feel like you would have all the spots on your special teams and backups even reasonably filled?
You know, that would be a good question, and I'm not sure they would be able to do that. This is all complicated, and, you know, he said, she said, and now we're going back and forth. And you know, kind of the bottom line to the whole thing in my mind is what the league – has stressed the whole time, which is, you know, they want to be able to play all the games. They want the field level, that is, you know, equal for both teams. And their concern, major concern, the safety of the players. And so if you take those things and you look at this game and you look at where they are and you say, okay, what becomes more important here? Is it more important to play the game even though, you know, they may not even be able to get into the facility until Saturday afternoon sometime? Or is it more important to postpone it and say, okay, we're going to have a week 18 or we're going to have a week during the season we're going to designate as a makeup slash bye week, where teams can play games? I don't know. I think there are a bunch of those kind of options out there, and it'll be determined by what the league decides is the most important.
I think that is a really interesting thought that you have, because if you put 10 people in a room and you say, what's the best solution? You're probably not going to get 10 for 10 in agreement, right?
Right.
For example, here's one I'll throw out there. It seems to me that if the game, it just isn't played at this point, in some ways you could argue that's a victory for the Titans. You've got a team that hasn't practiced for 2 weeks, and to go out there and try to play against the Bills, who are pretty darn good and have been practicing, that's a major, major disadvantage. And so on one hand, you probably have some people around the league so say, hey, it's their own fault, right? So what if they only had 48 hours to prepare? They did this to themselves. So if you just bagged the game and the Titans went forward with the idea you just play 15 games, that might be a mini victory for the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. And you hit it right on the head. I mean, Buffalo is a really good football team. And and if we had practiced the last 2 weeks, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Buffalo went in as a favorite, you know, in the game anyway. And let alone not being able to practice for 2 weeks, now where are you? And like you said, when you go in there with a roster, I mean, who's... You know, you're down, your defensive tackles are all gone, your receivers are all gone. You go through the lit, like you said, you're going to have people covering kicks that maybe have never covered a kick in their life. You know, what is all that going to look like? And I think that becomes a major issue. And again, I think if the league determines the most important thing is getting the game in, then fine. You know, they'll probably say, okay, we're going to play it. If they say, no, the most important thing is to give both teams a chance in spite of, you know, who caused it, what was the reason, we're going to put them in a situation where they both have a chance to win, then, again, I think they postpone it and find a point in time later on.
So, Floyd, if you can, put into perspective the long-term ramifications. Forget about the players who are still on the COVID list, but just all the players that normally would be active and practicing right now who aren't practicing. I don't know if they're even finding a weight room to lift. I presume that they'll try to do that somewhere. But I don't know if they're even supposed to be doing that. But if you can't practice for 2 weeks, you know, obviously the first time you practice is going to be pretty rough. But how far-reaching are those ramifications? You got players maybe not quite in shape, and obviously you're not as cohesive as a group.
And I think we saw even during the first three games where we weren't, you know, we didn't look at our players, all of them, and say, you know, they're a finely tuned machine right now. I mean, we saw a lot of, you know, hands on the knees and hands on the hips, you know, where guys were just pooped. And so we weren't even in great shape to begin with. And you say, okay, now we're going to take a couple of weeks off and see what it looks like when we come back. I mean, that could be really ugly. And in spite of the... If they played in spite of the score, in spite of how the game looked and, you know, what people thought about it, what about the injury factor? You know?
That's another one.
I mean, the injury factor has to increase by, you know, 20, 30, 40%. And I think that's because, you know, you want to go ahead and play the game if that's what the league wants. But you don't want to destroy the rest of your season doing that.
Where do you think the Players Association would weigh in on that factor of maybe a player safety, right? Hey, you're asking these guys to go out and play. In the short term, it works out well for the league because you keep the games going and the players get paid, right, for these games. But at the same time, as you said, there has to be an injury risk increase if you haven't practiced, if you're not really in game shape because you haven't practiced in 2 weeks.
And the union will be all over that. You know, that would be big to them because they would feel like safety was compromised. I'm not sure. You know, they went through and put together a CBA just before the start of the season, and I don't know what that CBA reads, how it reads. I don't know what it would say about something like this, but there are probably a lot of issues in there that may cover something like this. But, I mean, I think you're exactly right. The union would be very, very skeptical about, you know, not having practice for a couple weeks, going out and playing a game.
We're talking to Floyd Reese. He joins us every Thursday at 11, a co-host of Jared and the GM weekdays 2 to 6. Mike Florio will be joining Jared and Floyd today at 3 o'clock in this segment brought to you by Sealmaster, keeping your parking lots looking brand new. So, Floyd, you've been around the league for a long time, and I think that we can all agree when you look at this situation that the Titans obviously are at fault on some things. Maybe the protocols weren't clear enough. There are some communication issues that you can blame on the league. Do you feel that it would be important for both sides when this investigation is complete to come out and just say, hey, this is what happened. This is what we found. This is who we blame, or we blame ourselves. But do you feel that it's important for the players and on other teams, the other organizations, and the public to hear what exactly went on here?
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure how important it is for the public, other than just knowledge. But for the other teams, absolutely. Because this situation is unique. I mean, you can point fingers, we can say what we want, and all of that could be true. But when you just look at how this one has happened, and you look at, you know, we're dying by 1,000 paper cuts, you know, a guy a day, where these other areas and other teams, they have their one or maybe two guys, and it's over. You know, not a lot of staff involved in the NFL. We got a bunch of staff involved. So I just look at the numbers and the way this one has happened, and I think for the protection of the league, that it would definitely be something that has to get out, and there has to be, you know, protocols to change, to sharpen, to delete, whatever they have to do to make sure that, you know, to prevent this from happening again. Because, I mean, let's face it, if this was the last 3 weeks of the season for a good team, forget it, Titans, you know, any of the good teams, I mean, it would virtually destroy them.
Yeah, absolutely. So going back to something that you guys were talking about of, you know, player safety and just preparation and all of that, do you almost think at this point, if the league came out and said, hey, we're going to pause the Titans for a couple of weeks, you reschedule the Houston game because it's a division game, maybe don't worry about Buffalo, and just go on winning percentage. Do you feel like that at this point that could be the best course of action just from a competition, health, all of the above standpoint?
You know, I think, and this is just a gut feeling, that if we're looking for the safest, I'm not sure it would be the easiest, but potentially the safest and the action that could get the most games in, you know, which is one of their objectives, I would say just postpone it and let's wait and see what happens here later on. Because let's face it, this is week four, and this has already happened once. We're a quarter of the way through. What happens when we're, you know, three quarters of the way through? Are there another five teams in the same situation we're in? And if there are, then you're going to need a point in time. You're going to need a week where you can say, okay, here's where we make up these games. And you teams that don't have to make up get an additional bye. But something along those lines. And if that doesn't occur, you know, if we are the only team all year long that goes through this, and you get down to the end there and you can't make it up, then, you know, you end up forfeiting or whatever. Maybe you go on win percentage, whatever, you know, whatever device you use to determine who the champ is.
Floyd, when we say the league has to decide this, right, let's take the investigation of the Titans and how they've conducted themselves. Let's put that over to the side for a moment. But on this logistics of the schedule issue, who do you think is in the room? When we say the league will have to decide, is it Goodell? Is it somebody from the Players Associate? Like, who weighs in on that? How many people?
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be a big group, and it would be the blue bloods, if you will. You know, it would be the union, it would be the league, it would be a whole group of lawyers, and it would be probably people involved with the CBA. I wouldn't be surprised if you had TV people there. That, you know, I don't know who the hierarchy of the, you know, of ESPN or these stations, I don't know who they are, but they might have a say. I think you'd have to look into all those things.
Well, we wait and see. Are you surprised that they have not come out with the findings of the investigation at this point?
I guess I am. I think if they had something they could really point to right away, say this is it, that it would be out there. And so when I see this, I think in my mind, well, they didn't really find much. And so now, you know, they're trying to look at other areas. Because like I said, where we are and what we're doing is abnormal. I mean, everything right. in 2020 is abnormal. But, I mean, this is atypical. You know, it's just not the way we've seen this spread through these other franchises. So I think that has to bring up some questions.
Well, no doubt about that. Floyd, great stuff. Looking forward to the show this afternoon. As who knows what information we'll find out between now at 11:19 and 2 o'clock when you guys go on the air. It seems like it's a fast-moving thing. But thanks for your time. As always, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Floyd Reese, brought to you every week by Sealmaster, keeping your parking lots looking brand new. When we come back, I want to pose this question to the audience and ask you, like, if you're in the room, what's the right thing to do? You heard Floyd throw out a couple of things. Let's put the investigation aside for a minute and just try to figure out, hey, there's a game scheduled for Sunday. We don't think it can be played on Sunday. What do we do? What's the right thing to do for the league? Who's going to weigh in where? I think that's a fascinating part of this, and they got to figure it out. And it's not easy. And as you heard Dan, if you read Dan Graziano's tweet or you heard Chase referring to it, they're figuring this out as they go. It's a moving picture, and they've got to make a decision here. 737-1025 is our number. You can call or text, brought to you by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'd love to hear from you. Call right now. Tell us what you would do. 615-737-1025. We're coming back after this on Darren Donick and Chase.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.